Oh, that's right. I'm right back here with you. I told you we would be having a good time and getting guests here this morning. And I have Sandra Bryan here. Sandra is, I tell you what, she is the consummate Republican. She is here as one of the delegates. And I tell you what, she is a picture-taking nut. I just have to say that. She has taken picture after picture after picture, and here she is to tell us about some of the pictures, some of the famous people she has gotten. Sandra, how are you enjoying the convention?
Oh, Ann, I love it. I tell you what, talking about taking pictures, I even yesterday or Friday before I left went and got a new phone. So if in case I had to do selfies, because it's not always easy to find someone to take a picture with you, and it's just incredible some of the people that you do see. And someone like, like this morning we had Governor Walker, and then Lou Holt was here at the convention too.
And you got a picture with Lou Holt?
No, Lou Holt was walking, and I'm sometimes not so shameful. I was reserved.
Oh, come on.
No, Lou, and then it's just amazing how, I tell you, we happened to be at a Trump for Women event. And the cool thing was, this rage, if you know anything about it, is Miss Diamond and Silk.
Yes, so, the two black gals,
and they rock. And I was able to get that picture, and I think a lot of people are envious and said, how'd you do that? You just happen to be at the right place and keep your eyes open.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, that's a great picture that you've gotten, but what are some of your favorite pictures over time? I mean, you take pictures all the time, and I also want to say she is the lady that has been has been on the honor flights for years and done a great job with that. She, in fact, that's how I actually met you, was on an honor flight.
That's right. We did meet on an honor flight. And I was going to say, some of my favorite are with some of the veterans and some of the generals that I've had. Those are ones that are memorable that I have taken. And, you know, people find it hard to believe, but I really don't like to have my picture taken.
Pshaw.
But because of politics and Facebook, I do take a lot of pictures. And this breakfast we go to, they call me the photo ninja. Because I'll take a picture of the group, and everybody's saying, oh, here comes Sandra, let's get our picture. And so I don't say that I'm a great picture taker.
But, you know, it is a great way to remember all the events.
Yes, it is. And I tell you, someone else that really was is John Thigpen last night from Benghazi. I got him, and then the other gentleman that we said was the really man person happened to be walking along, and saw him and got my picture with him. So, I mean, it's just keeping your eyes open.
What do you think about the convention so far as the rules and all the delegation, the anti-Trump? What do you think about what was going on yesterday afternoon? You were right in the thick of it, right?
Right, and we had Massachusetts right next to us who are very pro-Trump, so we had a good atmosphere around us. And sadly, in South Carolina, there are a few anti-Trump people. I think that they are having a disturbance, but it's nothing like from 4 years ago or some of the other conventions. But what I see happening is more positives going to come out of this, and those were very strong speeches last night. So I think we're going to move forward.
You know, one of the other questions is, of course, South Carolina is right now first in the South. And there was a question, I understand, that if you change the rules, then we could lose that status.
That's a possibility, yes. But we have very strong leadership and seniority on the national committee so that we hopefully will keep that in line.
All right. Well, Sandra Bryan, I know you've got to go take more pictures. Thanks so much. Let's get a selfie of you and I here together right now, right here on the air.
No,
I don't think so. I'm not a selfie person, but we're going to do a little quick selfie here. There you go. We're on the air right now. Hey, Sandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne, and I look forward to seeing some of your hats.
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, well, we are right back here, and like I said, we just went downstairs and had a little press conference with Governor Walker. He was talking about a lot of political stuff, you know, and talking about the future, and the big comment was somebody asked him, are you going to be running in 2020? And he goes, well, you know, I don't know about that. hopefully we'll have a Republican leadership, and we'll just see how it all works out. And then he said he made the comment that somebody had made the comment that he could wait 20 years to run, 20 years to run, and still be younger than Hillary. So there you go. You just never know what you're going to hear at these conventions. You should know that I did ask him about coming to South Carolina, and riding his motorcycle, his Harley. And he said he would love to do that. He'd rather come in a cooler time. I don't. Some of you may know, some of you may not know. He was scheduled to come to Greenwood and ride his Harley, have a big rally and everything. And he pulled out of the race right at the time when that was starting. So, I don't know. But he said he would love to come to Greenwood, and he would love to do a ride through South Carolina, but only in the cooler parts of the year. So who knows? We may still get Governor Scott Walker to Greenwood on his Harley. So there you go. Hey, I tell you what, let me see what I can get rounded up here. But Andy, I think I'm going to hang up. And I will call back. Let's see who else I can come back and chat with us on the radio. Isn't this a lot of fun? We're live from Cleveland, Ohio. Don't you go away.